This is Twit.
Pixel 3, The Verge has leaks of Google Pixel 3. And the comment that stuck with me was somebody was on Twitter, and I apologize, I don't have their name. I laugh because, you know, notches are bad, but look, we can make the biggest notch in a phone you've ever seen in your life. I think that's kind of where you sum it up. You know, months away from Pixel 3, Pixel 3 XL announcements. I like the article that Chaim Gartenberg wrote up at The Verge. Let me quote him here. The latest images of Google's next flagship appear to show finalized production hardware and what seems to be a pair of wired USB-C Pixel Buds. So, came from a Russian blogger, Android Police. I cannot pronounce the name in Russian. But, man, that is a big notch on that phone. That's all I'm going to say about that. I haven't shown this picture to Shannon yet, but I don't expect her reaction because she's gone from the Pixel XL to the Pixel 2 XL. And I don't think she's going to be really excited about that notch if that's a legit look at the Pixel 3 XL. And if it's not, it's some really nice Photoshop work. So, something to keep an eye out for.
Well, let me ask you this, and I'm not a phone geek kind of the way a lot of people are. I do have a Pixel 2 XL. I bought it specifically for the camera.
Right.
It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. I own the Pixel 1 as well. And I say I'm not a phone geek, but I don't see any reason. Why would I want a Pixel 3 over the Pixel 2? Can you
wait
tell me
till
that?
You see the camera. Well, you know, I mean, you probably didn't think you were going to want a Pixel 2 until you saw the camera. Or what was it that got you to go from the Pixel to the Pixel 2?
It was a camera. Yeah, it was 100% the camera. I mean,
all they got to do is put a better, like, maybe they upgrade the sensor in the camera, do a little bit of tweaking on the back end, and suddenly it has even better low light performance. Or maybe they finally get one of those crazy lenses, because there's been some amazing engineering. I don't think anybody's shipped in a product yet, but sort of fluid lenses that allow a lens tiny enough to fit into a cell phone to actually sort of manipulate sort of liquidy glass. I was not thinking of this in reviewing the terminology, but essentially using what amounts to a liquid lens that they can manipulate and turn the lens on something the size of a cell phone camera from sort of a short range photographic lens into a telephoto lens. Or maybe they actually come up with a legit telephoto lens camera. Who knows? I mean, every time I think I'm not going to be impressed with the next generation of cameras on phones, I am impressed. I just, you know, refuse to. I'm still running an iPhone 6 and probably going to a Motorola Moto G6 because I just can't justify a $1,000 phone right now, no matter how good the camera is. But it's also amazing. Like, it's awesome. I mean, when you look at, the OnePlus 6. You know, or even like I was laughing because a friend of mine, well, Shannon actually on Tech Thing reviewed the Moto G6. He's like, the camera's meh. I'm like, you know, yeah, but it's a really good camera for $250. Because I remember buying a G4 a couple years ago, and I realized I could leave. You know, so there's apps I miss, but I'm like, I can leave iOS and go Android, except for the camera on that phone was so atrocious. And at this point, you had a pretty good camera on the right $250 phone, and it's kind of impressive to see how far that's come in the last couple of years. So,
I got the Pixel 2 for the every review picture I take is taken with the Pixel 2. And I mean, it's amazing how good a picture is. It makes you actually look like I'm a photographer, and that's tough to do.